Today I'd like to talk to you about Dirk Werner Nowitzki. He is the player for the Dallas Mavericks, one of the greatest power forwards of all time, number 41. He was born June 19th, 1978 in Würzburg, West Germany. 7 foot tall, 245 pounds, 1998 first round draft pick, 9th overall. He's played since 1994 for a team in Germany, and then in the 1998 draft he was drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks and then immediately traded to the Dallas Mavericks. Many records. He's an NBA champion, he's NBA Finals MVP, NBA Most Valuable Player, 13-time NBA All-Star, 4-time All-NBA First Team, 5-time All-NBA Second Team, 3-time All-NBA Third Team, the 50-40-90 Club, NBA Three-Point Shootout Champion, NBA Shooting Stars Champion, NBA Teammate of the Year. He's the Basketball's Most Valuable Player, BBL Most Valuable Player, FIBA, FIBA World Cup MVP, FIBA Eurobasket MVP, 3-time FIBA Eurobasket Top Scorer, 6-time Euroscar Player of the Year, 2-time FIBA Europe Men's Player of the Year, Mr. Europa Player of the Year, German Sports Personality of the Year. And he's represented Germany in World Championship and has won both bronze and silver medals in the Eurobasket. Comes from an athletic family, very tall child. He's always stood about a foot over his peers. He led the Mavericks to 15 NBA playoffs, including the franchise's first finals appearance in 2006 and the only championship in 2011. He's a 13-time All-Star, 12-time All-NBA team member, and the first European player to start in an All-Star game, as well as the first to receive the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award. He's in the top 10 in scoring of all time. The thing that struck me as I watched his life, as I've watched him play, enjoy him thoroughly, I love watching his intensity, the time where he just takes over a game, constantly pulling at the one sleeve as a nervous thing that he does constantly. Great fadeaway jumper, unblockable. But I saw one time he was part of a show with Ashton Kutcher. He didn't know this because it's a show called Punked on MTV. And I think it was the fourth season, the fourth episode, he was set up by a couple of his teammates. And he's in a restaurant, and he's finally getting a chance to eat, and he just seems to be the nicest guy in the world. And they set it up so that a kid keeps approaching him and with his mom and acting like he's just a kid that's been struggling for a while, that nobody seems to be giving him attention. And he's got all this Mavericks paraphernalia, Dirk Nowitzki uniform, jersey, all this different stuff for him to sign. And he just keeps handing him stuff, and he signs it, and then he goes back, and then later he'll come back with other items. And he does this over and over and over again. And Nowitzki is the kindest person toward this kid, till ultimately it's just crossed the line. He's doing things like he's bringing things that have nothing to do with basketball. He brings a baseball bat to get signed. He gets hats signed. He gets all these different things signed. And then at a certain point, Nowitzki stops. I mean, it gets stupid. And yet he goes way beyond what I would go and others would go. Just the kindness. He just keeps going. And then when he stops doing it, then they have his mom start going off on him and saying, the kid's mom, saying things like, you know, you don't even care about children. And he's like surprised because, like, don't you see all the stuff that I've already signed? Then they get, and this is an actor, but they get somebody to come in that's supposed to be the manager of the restaurant. And he just goes off on Nowitzki. And Nowitzki's just floored by this. Like, I'm willing to sign, but he goes, how much more can I do till this kid is happy. And it just becomes humorous, and then at a certain point, he's made aware. But he was the kindest person in this situation. And just over and over again, being taken advantage of, and yet he was kind. And then at a certain point, he drew a line. But it makes me think of this verse in Colossians chapter 3. Look at verse 12. It says, put on then. So he wants us to put something on. He wants it. It's over here. Maybe it's over here someplace else on the shelf or hanging on a rack. It's almost like clothing. Put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. So it's almost like God has this closet of clothes that the Christian is supposed to wear, and he's supposed to do it every day. We hopefully don't wear the same clothes every day. We're blessed in this country. We can wear different things. But if we did, then we'd get it washed again and hung up and ready for the next day. But it's almost like there's a closet full of jerseys, and one says compassionate hearts, one says kindness, one says humility, one says meekness, one says patience. And we think to ourselves, I have to take this and consciously say, God, I want this to be a part of my life. And it just was a great testimony. I do not know if Dirk Nowitzki is a Christian, but that day he showed a lot to me. Because if I had hidden camera showing my attitude at times when I'm out and about, and I was shown to be what I truly am, it would be heartbreaking. And so today, as a Christian, as you hear this today, what are you doing with the closet full of clothes that you have access to because of the finished work of Jesus Christ? It's His kindness that we have to put on. It's His humility. It's His meekness. It's His patience. Because we don't have that stuff in and of ourselves. And so let's see how that plays out for you and I. And hopefully we would do way better, not because we're doing better, but because Christ is doing through us.